The inside of the church. The columns. Now let's go inside the church. Please remember that this is the house of God, and that as well as visitors, there are also worshippers here, who must not be disturbed. While we walk around the inside of the church, I will tell you how I designed the layout. My predecessor, the architect Francisco de Paula de Villar, designed the church on a cruciform plan with five naves, and I respected this layout, as I have always considered this to be the best system for celebrating the rites of the Eucharist. However, I enlarged it to improve the views and perception of space from any point in the church. I also added the cloister to the initial design, and I swapped the Gothic look for a style that was closer to nature. I have always been fascinated by the beauty and resistance of the organic forms of plants and trees, so they are a constant feature of my work. Take a look at the columns. Have you ever seen column shafts shaped like tree trunks? Aren't they beautiful? They also shift the load of the vaulted ceiling directly onto the floor, and that removed the need for buttresses. They are known as double helix columns, and they had never before been seen in architecture. Although you may not believe this, I was inspired by natural materials that achieve maximum resistance using the minimal material, such as the bones of birds or eggshells. Look how they change from a polygonal shape at the base to become almost circular at the top.